there is now.
And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast.
15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host for the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the City of London, so let's get down to business. Today is Friday, the 10th of November, 2017. With that in mind, let's go through the levels. So we've got Bitcoin currently trading at $6,907, which is down 4% in the last 24 hours. Ethereum is at $315, which is up 2%. Ripple is at 21 cents, which is down 2%. And Litecoin is at $63, which is up 1%. And what's fantastic is we're starting to see the sector rotation. So we're starting to see the altcoins pick up, which is great to see. With that in mind, let's move on to the next part of the show.
Crypto news flash.
Crypto news stories from around the world.
The first story today is going to be talking about Bitcoin and the bubble, which I don't agree with, but it's going to be discussing other companies that have been called a bubble. And if you compare it, Bitcoin, to those companies and you look at the bigger picture, is Bitcoin really a bubble? So let's get into it. Many public figures in the traditional financial sector, including JP Morgan CEO Jamie Dimon, have criticized Bitcoin, describing it as a bubble. However, because of its decentralized mathematical and transparent nature, it is highly inaccurate to call Bitcoin a bubble of any sort. Tesla, Amazon, Bitcoin bubbles. Bitcoin is not a bubble. Contrary to the dishonest and non-factual claims of bank executives, there was a Bitcoin bubble in 2013 when the demand for Bitcoin rose to a point where the market could no longer support it, and the Bitcoin price crashed from $1,300 to $200. But it is not accurate to call Bitcoin itself a bubble, the same way it's not accurate to describe Amazon or Tesla a bubble. Even up until April of this year, analysts described Tesla's exceptional increase in value as a bubble, as analysts did with Amazon throughout the company's 20 years of existence. 6 months ago, Matthew DeBord, the transportation editor at Business Insider, wrote, "At this point, a Tesla bubble looks obvious, and it looks as obvious as it has since it started trading. The difference now is that it's grown to such a large level that it's become terrifying." Another expert, Greenlight Capital's David Einhorn, stated that Tesla is a bubble that will not pop anytime soon. But it is a bubble. In due time, we expect these bubbles to pop, said Einhorn. It is important to acknowledge this trend in an emerging company, technology and startups. Analysts and experts are quick to claim that anything is a bubble, given its rapid increase in value and exceptional growth rate. From 2013 to 2017, the share price of Tesla has increased from around $20 to $302, with many minor and major corrections. In December, the price of Tesla shares dropped by over $100 from $250 to $150 due to the company's struggling finances. Still, over time, Tesla recovered and it developed a sustainable business, a market, and most importantly, a consumer base identical to how Bitcoin has evolved into a sustainable financial network, a robust market, and a secure and active consumer base of tens of millions of users. Furthermore, it is far-fetched to claim that the Bitcoin market, which has a similar liquidity and trading volume of Apple, the world's most liquid stock at $3.3 billion daily trading volume, because it has significantly matured since its introduction in 2009. Bitcoin is more legitimate than most systems. As Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak observed, Bitcoin is more legitimate and more transparent than most systems in existence today. Wozniak noted at Money 2020 conference, "There is a certain finite amount of Bitcoin that can never exist. Gold gets mined and mined and mined. Maybe there's a finite amount of gold in the world. But Bitcoin is even more mathematically and regulated than, and nobody can change the mathematics." Boom! We love it. With that in mind, let's move on to the next story. Second story today, we're going to be discussing Saudi Arabia and why the billionaires over there, such as Prince Al-Wayed bin Talal, should have bought Bitcoin and why that is. So let's get into it. Max Keiser has publicly called arrested Prince Al-Wayed bin Talal's poster boy for why you should buy Bitcoin. In an episode of the Keiser Report on Russia Today, the outspoken Keiser said that the world's richest Arab wouldn't have the problems he is currently facing had he bought Bitcoin. Bin Talal is currently under house arrest in the Ritz Hotel in Saudi capital Riyadh, where he is reportedly sleeping on an inflatable mattress. Previously, He had said that he doesn't believe in the Bitcoin thing, and the virtual currency is the Enron in the making. Saudi authorities have confiscated Bin Talal's assets, totaling around $33 billion as part of an alleged crackdown on corruption by King Salman. He dissed Bitcoin, and now he's had his wealth confiscated, Kaiser continued. Suspicions are meanwhile mounting as to the nature of the multiple arrests of Saudi princes. Assets worth $800 billion are thought of as targets, and the Western media have posed the question as to whether King Salman's move is more to take back cash than stamp out corrupt practices. Billionaires in the country are reportedly rushing to get their assets offshore before perhaps the inevitable tide reaches their own wealth. Wow, what a story. With that in mind, let's move on to the next one. Third story today is definitely my favourite story that I've picked up in the last 6 hours. It's about the Moneyball author and his view on Bitcoin, and I believe his name is Michael Lewis. So let's get into the story. It's a fantastic one. I look forward to getting through it. So an American nonfiction author and financial journalist has said that while he owns some Bitcoin, he doesn't completely get it. The author in question is Michael Lewis, author of the best-selling books behind hit movies such as The Blind Side, The Big Short, and Moneyball. How much Bitcoin does he own? A mere $378 worth. Not exactly a huge sum by any means, but it's a lot more than what he originally started with. A few years ago, Lewis was gifted $5 of Bitcoin. At the time, he was considering writing about the currency and wants to learn more about it. By doing so, he ended up spending half a day with Bitcoin enthusiasts in Silicon Valley, writes Yahoo Finance. His main concern, though, was whether or not he'd be able to spend the currency. The people he was with told him he could and helped him set up a digital wallet. They then proceeded to take him out and attempted to buy a cup of coffee with the digital currency in Palo Alto, Lewis said. It was a disaster, of course. It didn't work. I said, why don't you give me a call when I could buy something with Bitcoin? So I kept the $5 on my phone. Since then, Bitcoin's value has experienced a huge surge in value. At the beginning of the year, the cryptocurrency was worth $1,000. Now, 11 months later, it's trading just under $7,200, according to CoinMarketCap. At its highest, the digital currency reached $7,800 yesterday. After the news that the controversial SegWit2x protocol upgrade had been suspended, however, the coins that Lewis owned, remain in the same digital wallet that was set up for him at a rate of $378. He adds, the Bitcoin is now more valuable than my phone. In an interview with The Street, he also expressed the view that while he gets the concept of the blockchain, he doesn't completely get Bitcoin. Nowadays, though, that with the coin's value increasing, more people are finding ways as to how they can spend the currency for day-to-day purchases. Japan is one example, which has embraced the market and is accepting the cryptocurrency for purchase payments. Elsewhere, homeowners selling their homes are now accepting cryptocurrencies such as Bitcoin as payment options in Miami and London. Boom. It may not have been easy to use Bitcoin to pay for things a few years ago, but now that's certainly changing as its value continues to rise. We love it. That's one of my favorite stories of the day. With that in mind, let's get on to the next part of the show.
Top Twitter tweet of the day.
To kick things off, we're gonna start with a great tweet from Ran, and you can go follow him at CryptoManRan. So let's get into it. And the tweet goes as follows: November 2009, there was no trade in Bitcoin. November 2010, 25 cents. November 2011, $2. November 2012, $13. November 2013, $230. November 2014, $340. November 2015, $393. November 2016, $760. November 2017, $7,200. Boom, we love it. And if you're looking for more great tweets, go and follow him. I do encourage you. He has crazy tweets and he's extremely bullish on Bitcoin. So we salute you at CryptoManRan. The second tweet today is from Joseph Young, and you can go follow him at IamJosephYoung. And this tweet is as follows: 4,500 merchants and stores in Japan accept Bitcoin. That number could increase by fivefold to 22,500 by the end of 2017. Real mainstream adoption in Japan. Boom, we love it. great tweets. With that in mind, let's move on to the next part of the show.
SBK's current global crypto view.
All right, let's kick it off with an ICO we've been looking at called Nuggets. Now, a bit of background here. Nuggets is a consumer-based blockchain platform that will revolutionize online transactions. It gives users a single, simple biometric tool for payment, login, and verifying identity without sharing or storing personal data. Not even Nuggets itself can access that data. Nuggets gives consumers back control of their own personal information, and it liberates companies from the risk and costing of trying to manage and secure huge databases of customer records. By automating those databases, which are so prone to breaches and tempting for hackers, Nuggets can remove businesses' biggest challenges, cybersecurity. Key development milestones. Nuggets has been in development for several years. Inspired by its founder's experience in having his own payment details fraudulently used and the complicated, frustrating method and process that ensued. Okay, so let's break it down. So what have we got here? So the ticker is going to be NUG. Token type is an ERC20 token based on the Ethereum blockchain. ICO token price, one NUG equals 16 cents. I think we like the cheaper ICOs. They seem to do a lot better. I think there might be some psychological pricing behind that. Fundraising goal, $42 million. Total tokens available, $10 billion. Available for tokens, 35% discount. Whitelist, no. Know your customer KYC, no. Min to max personal cap, no. So there's no cap on the amount of money they can raise. They just have a goal they're looking for. Token issue, 3 weeks after ICO, accepts Ethereum, Bitcoin, and US dollar. As I say, guys, this is something, just because I mentioned ICOs doesn't mean SVK Crypto is taking an active investment view on this. It just means this is something that's come across our desk and I thought it was worth sharing it and what we're currently looking at the minute. If you like any information or have any questions, feel free to email, tweet, check the website out, email myself. My email is as follows, cstory@svkcrypto.com. Other than that, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Have a great weekend, guys.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.